So I put this
love
on
this song.
I put this on my list for William because Cyndi Lauper was the one that turned this into a big hit. I believe she's the first one to sing it, but I'm not sure. I don't know if she wrote it or not. So forgive my ignorance. But Cyndi Lauper was the first to do it. And the reason I put this on is Eva Cassidy, if you remember, was the 35-year-old who died of cancer very early in her life. And she sang the most beautiful rendition of Over the Rainbow, which is my favorite song of all time. There's a lot of really good renditions of Over the Rainbow, but she does my absolute favorite. If you haven't heard her do it, we've done it here on this program multiple times. Go look her up on YouTube, Eva Cassidy, Over the Rainbow. Absolutely gorgeous version of it. She didn't become famous till after her death.
You know, right.
She did all these different songs, and they were recorded, and then they were enhanced. But again, she never knew she was a star until after her death. So that's why I threw it in here, William.
Right. And you know, as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, she never wanted to be a big star.
No.
Never wanted to.
She played at Blues Alley in Washington, I believe it was. And everyone tried to encourage her to go national and everything else. And she said, nope. This is what I like. She was very shy. And just, she did her own, when she did a song, she did her rendition of it without ruining the song, without the verbal gymnastics and such that a lot of singers go through to try to make it their own song. But she would change it in very subtle ways that were very respectful of the original song, but enhanced her version or her rendition of the song. And that's what I loved about her voice. And again, she's an angel.
Oh man, you know, I tell you what. And that song you said, was it Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah, her rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow is my absolute favorite rendition. You hear it on award shows all the time and you don't even know who's singing it, but it's hers.
She is absolutely incredible. Now, to give you a little background, you're exactly right. Cyndi Lauper did make it famous, but it was written for Frank Sinatra. It was written for Frank Sinatra to introduce in the 1947 MGM film. It happened in Brooklyn. The pianist providing off-screen accompaniment was Andre Previn to arrangement of Axel Stordari, S-T-O-R-D-A-H-I. I hope I'm doing it right. Axel Stordari. I will do that. Okay, no problem about that. But yeah, I absolutely love that song. Absolutely loved it. And Mike, if you don't mind, I want to do this one right here. This is also Eva Cassidy.
Oh.
Over the Rainbow. Is that okay? Is that okay?
You're going to make me cry.
Come on, brother.
The rainbow way up high in the land that I heard of once in a the clouds are far behind. chimney tops, that's where you
altered that version. They altered the very end of this song from the original.
Over 1.5 million monthly listeners. And that's just on Spotify. That's just on Spotify. If you can get
the original version of this, because they digitally altered that song. At the very end of the song, her voice actually breaks.
Yeah. You know, you're exactly right, because
she's emotionally attached to it. And they altered that out. They altered the break in her voice because she knew she was dying of cancer when she sang that song.
Only 35 years old.
Yeah.
35. You know, we've done shows about this also, Mike, about great artists that have passed way, 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 way too soon, you know? And so since you started this, okay, I love that rendition, and this one is my all-time favorite. Patti LaBelle.
Big voice. Big voice.
in a lullaby. Love you, and I'll see you real soon.
Hey, the question is, who was the first person? Oh, hold on. Let me stop this right now. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Hey, that's a great song right there. Is that one of yours, Mike? Ride Like the Wind.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, but that's a great song. But the question on the table right now, who was the first person to record Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I'm going to guess. That's what that would be my guess, is Judy Garland.
And you were 1,000% correct.
Oh, okay, good.
1,000. No, no, no. As a matter of fact, was that during the recording or the film? Oh my God, The Wizard of Oz.
That's my understanding of it.
Yeah, so, you know,
And that's back when you were like a teenager.
See, he's going to make me go to some music. He's going to make me go to some music. Yeah. No, Mike,
hey, Turbo, slow your roll.
No, and see, you know, I always have to fact, you know, just like on this show and the Boomerang, I have to fact check you. And you are 1,000,000% correct. So no, I know what you're doing. It ain't working.
Well, I've got a trivia question for you.
Okay.
You ready for my trivia question, William?
I'm ready. I may not answer, but go on.
This kind of fits in because of artists that left us way too early.
Okay.
In this world.
Okay.
So which song, originally written by Kris Kristofferson, gave Janis Joplin a posthumous number one single in the U.S. charts in 1971.
I don't know.
Any idea?
Again,
it was a number one. I know I'm not supposed to ask you questions, William.
That's a good question because I see I'm over here busy pushing buttons, all right?
I know. You got your hands full. So which song originally written by Kris Kristofferson gave Janis Joplin a posthumous number one single in the U.S. charts in 1971? And the answer is Me and Bobby McGee.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's why I throw the trivia at you.
I didn't know. You should have thrown it to the audience.
I didn't know either.
Because I guarantee you, because a 00, see, I've even showed you, it was 7-Up. And then we dubbed her 007. I'm even gonna cut it to 00. I know she's listening right now too.
So you just call her
Double O. And you know, Mike. And you know what? And she likes you. So you might want to.
What's not to like?
Huh?
What's not to like? I did my hair today.
You know, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to the mad pick of the night.
Oh, are we there already? Holy smokes. God, this time went fast.
It does. Uh-oh.
This guitar intro is magnificent.
I'm checking it out. I'm loving it, brother.
Does a huge intro followed by Diana Krall, one of my favorite female artists. So this is Russell Malone on guitar, followed by Diana Krall.
I can tell you, I've never heard this before.
Oh, this guy is magic on this guitar.
It's a treat for me. This is a treat.
This was a treat for me too. I found it again by accident. I'm going to shut up and listen.
I love this.
Again, this is Russell Malone. Look him up. Guy's a wizard on this.
Wow. Man, this is nasty. I love it.
Nasty good.
Yeah, that's right.
Gritty. Down and dirty.
Oh, man.
Thank you. gets gooder and gooder. Gooder and gooder.
Man.
This is why I like live performances. What they're good quality. You get to hear 66. Something the regular studio. You don't hear the studio recordings like
man.
This.
Man.
You get the audience reaction.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Now we got Diana Krall coming in.
I like this a lot.
66. But why it's from Chicago to LA? More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. When you go through St. Louis and John Missouri and Oklahoma City,
yeah.
It's mighty free. You'll see Amarillo, girl of New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kinwin, Barstow, San Bernardino, and a few. To this timely tip, when you take the California trip,
Diana Krall on piano and vocal. Being backed up by Russell.
Yeah.
And they complimented each other so well.
Russell Malone on guitar. But I don't know who that upright bass guitarist is. He's doing his thing.
It's not the video. I don't remember.
Girl, I put money back in 22.
Credit at the end of the video.
Man, I am watching it And I thoroughly, Mike, let me turn on my camera. Mike, wow. You know, it's not about topping who has a better mad pick or wild pick.
Oh, hell no.
It is great, just great music. And that was outstanding. Dinah Crawl and Russell Malone, Route 66. And Mike, you and I both know about Route 66.
We live there.
Absolutely.
Well, I live there. You used to live there.
Yeah, I used to live there. Okay. I escaped. That, but there's a whole nother. I broke out. I broke out of prison.
Right turn, too.
But no. Hey, Mike. Hey, brother. That was a great, great pick. Because I didn't know Dinah Crawl as being a pianist.
And well, we played for the past, William, if I could interrupt you for
yeah,
a second.
Yeah, go on, please. Go on.
She is the gal that sang The Boy from Ipanema in Brazil to a live crowd at night in the open air.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
She got the whole crowd to sing in their native language.
She got
them to sing along with the words of The Boy from Ipanema, but in a foreign language, at least foreign to me.
You're right.
And it was absolutely a wonderful evening. If you ever get a chance to look up Dinah Crawl and Boy from Ipanema in Brazil, it's an absolutely very touching video of the audience melding with the artist. Wow. And so we played her, in the past, and I think so highly of hers. Yeah, she's got
going on. Oh, she's great.
Work with Malone is even better.
She's absolutely great. Oh, man, I forgot. I can't believe that I'm agreeing with him again. Oh,
I'm right again, aren't I? Come on, admit it. Come on, you can do it, William. You can
here,
do it.
Here is my wild pick of the night.
Don't want it more and more. What do you want to
Wow, Will. Hey, baby, we are coast to coast. Diana Crawl, let me drop this one right here.
She has so many wonderful covers.
The Boy from Ipanema. Come on,
live
man.
Version?
Good stuff, mate. Good stuff.
Is it the live version, William? Tall and tan and young. Oh, I love you, buddy.
Man, look.
I love you.
Any version. I love it, brother. When he passes
each girl, he passes. Find her on YouTube and watch the live version. You won't regret it. Walks, it's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when he passes each girl, he passes goes.
Stay where he walks to the sea. He looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. And when he passes, I smile, but he doesn't see. No, he doesn't see. He doesn't see me.
Thank you.
This is Betsy Priest grooving. In the midnight. This is Mad Mac Wild Will, coast to coast. The Mad Pick. Oh, yes. The Eagles. Seventh
There region. Are stars in the southern sky.
Speaking of harmony. But we got to talk about this.
There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll. Now I should go. There is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
All right. Drop the mic. Stop the presses. To date, hey, Mike. Oh, let me turn on my camera here. The Eagles. Look, they still tend to be popular. Over 20 million monthly views on Spotify alone. Now, there are other platforms that play their music. Incredible, incredible. You spoke about harmonies before. That was some great harmony in that song. Seven Bridges. Mike, you're not known to be quiet.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, I'm just asking you some questions, brother.
Did I scare you?
No. Yeah. I said, wow, okay. Do I need to make some phone calls or whatever? But no, Seven Bridges. The Eagles, are they still active?
I think kind of, sort of, but I don't think they're active as the original group. I'd have to like look it up a little bit, but you know, I used to have arguments, and I think I've told these stories before on Coast to Coast, or at least on Boomerang. Yeah, I used to work with a guy that was like,
"You did
the Beatles are the greatest rock band of ever. No doubt whatsoever." And I go, really? I go, the Beatles, are you going to put, "I love you, yeah. I love you, yeah. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand." And you're going to put that up against what you just heard, or Hotel California? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Are you drunk or stoned? Which one?
Because you know,
you're not listening to the same thing. And I only did it, what I do to you, William. I do it only to irritate him. Or he gets so upset. He goes, "I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm done talking to you. The Beatles are the greatest ever."
Really?
granted, the Beatles sold a massive amount of albums. And yeah, as far, if you look at their numbers and the number of records they sold and albums and everything else, yeah. If you look at the numbers, the statistics, but in my mind, songs like what you just heard and Hotel California and all the different stuff that the Eagles have done, I think in, at least in my little tiny mind,
I think
they're more talented than the Beatles. I just,
yeah, I, you know what, Mike? Oh God, I got to agree.
Are you agreeing with me twice in one night?
Yeah.
You're off your meds, aren't you? You really are off your meds.
I am off my meds. Lord. Okay. And you, the dangerous thing about this is this is all being recorded, so I can't take it back. I have to agree with Mike again. Oh, God, I hate this. I hate it. I hate it. But not really. But Mike, no. Just like earlier in the broadcast, I was saying how I respect your opinions and perspective and things of that nature. And, okay, all right, confession. You do a great job with what you do. You go out and you do your karaoke business, also your DJ business. And, Mike, hey, share with the people right now. They might want to know in your area, Inland Empire, if they want to contact you regarding setting up maybe weddings.
Really? I get a plug whatever. Here? Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to share this with them. And maybe birthdays, celebrations, graduations. Oh, graduations. Can you believe how fast?
Fundraisers,
whatever it is. Mike, give out your credentials, please.
Well, the best way to get a hold of me, I don't advertise at all because I get so much business just word of mouth. But if you'd like to contact me, I live in Redlands, which is Southern California, and I cover San Bernardino County and Riverside County, all the different locations. I haven't ventured. I might have because I think I did a car show on the edge of LA County last year. But I stick to kind of San Bernardino County and LA County, and I don't mind traveling. It doesn't bother me a bit. I've got four different sound systems. If I need to, I could hook them together for very large events. I've played at the University of Southern California of San Bernardino and Riverside, plus the city colleges, many of the high schools. I used to do programs for the Sheriff's Department for high schools, junior highs, and elementary schools. So I ended up with a lot of equipment that's really good. I mean, I'm talking the top-of-the-line JBL stuff. So, and I've got quite a repertoire of music that's been saved. Plus, I can always do something on the fly. I can always access different music. So if you're doing something special, the best way to get hold of me is mike.studiowbuzz. Once again, it's mike.studiowbuzz@gmail.com. That's my email address. If you contact me, I will, I promise to get back to you. I stay pretty busy. Sometimes I get booked four times on a weekend where I've got a Friday night gig, a Saturday day gig, a Saturday night gig, and a Sunday afternoon gig. So, and then I'm on the Boomerang with William on Sunday afternoon after other gig. So sometimes I get booked heavily, but I love people. I really like talking to, obviously I've got verbal diarrhea, and I just have a good time with folks. I do this as a labor of love. I don't do it as a business per se. I do make a little bit of money to pay my gas money and everything else, cover the cost of my vehicle a little bit. But I'm very reasonable in my pricing. I guarantee it. So yeah, mike.studiowbuzz@gmail.com. I do weddings. I do recruitments. I do public speaking regarding safety. I used to do a massive program for the department that they had me create, which was called Refuse to Be a Victim. So if you want safety programs or even how to obtain your concealed weapons permit for San Bernardino County, or actually I can speak to Riverside County a little bit, or if you just want safety for seniors or kids or anything else, I'm very very well versed in it. So safety programs, weddings, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs, birthday yeah. parties, DJing. I play a lot of the clubs here locally. So
yeah,
get a hold of me if you think I can help you out. Again, I've got really nice sounding equipment. I like using it, and I'm very reasonable.
Right.
So, I don't do it so much as a business.
I want to push this back on a little bit, because you can also, with the medium that you have at your availability, or at your disposal, you can do a cyber party if you wanted to, anywhere, yes,
absolutely,
anywhere around the globe, folks.
Sure.
Look, we're here, Studio W, The Buzz Global Radio. And Mike, I want to thank you again. Right after I stop speaking, I want you to give out your email address again. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, folks, this is a different kind of radio. I'm sure Mike and I will agree. Rarely do we agree. But we agree on this.
That's not true. We agree more than we disagree.
Yes, we do. Well, you know, you're right about that. Oh my God! I can't believe I got
that three times tonight. You said I'm right. I got the trifecta of being right.
I'm not counting. I'm not going to count on this. Yeah. If it doesn't fit, it must have quit. Is that where you're going?
Oh, jeez. God, is it too soon? OJ just died. You can't.
Oh, no.
He just died.
I know. That's not right. Person. Okay. I'm going to go to a song right now.
Well, now wait a minute. I got,
go on.
Well, no, I just kind of wanted to fill you in, William, because I keep you and the rest of everyone that tunes into Coast to Coast. I'd like to keep you apprised of like a little bit of my life, because it's our living room, right? Coast to Coast is William's
right.
Wild Will and Mad Mike's living room. So when we
it's the living room, isn't it?
It's a living room. So we talk about this stuff, and we like to keep each other informed on what's going on in our lives. But I just recently started dating twins. That's kind of a fantasy for men in particular. It's like, I think all of you guys would agree. Sorry, ladies, for being such a man here. But one of the fantasies of a guy is to, like, actually date twins. So I started dating twins last month. And I'll tell you what. Well, can you calm down over there? I'll tell you what. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been very interesting. So, are you okay over there, William? Do I have to call 911?
Call it how you want, because you are out of your mind.
Have you got your oxygen tank?
I don't need one.
You got your inhaler?
I don't need that either.
Is your asthma kicking up?
Will you continue?
Well, I'm trying, but you're making so much noise over there. Have a cup of calm down, would you?
I don't. You can say something real stupid, but go on.
Me say something stupid? Really? Really? So I've been dating these twins for like a month now, and it's been
my
really,
stomach is
really...
hurting. My stomach, audience. I know you're gonna say something real stupid, but go on, Mike.
I'm offended that you would think I would say something stupid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So if I can continue here without you losing your SH,
oh my God,
SHT.
Look, I need to grab a towel, a tissue or something. Go on, please continue. I'm sorry.
So I'm having a blast with these twins, and it's really interesting.
I'm sorry. Oh God, help me. Agree, Mike.
Yeah, you need a lot of help. So
okay. I'm gonna mute my mic.
Are you done?
I'm gonna mute my mic. Okay.
You can kill your camera too.
Oh.
So as I've been dating these twins, oh, you know, Lord. My big our friend Randy, Big Randy.
Oh Lord, you know
Randy.
Oh, is he Randy really get ugly?
Randy invests with you. You know Big Randy.
I know Randy too because he's.
And Randy is my very good friend, as you are, William.
Yes.
And he just I'm asked the only me
sane
last
one.
Night.
Out of the trio, I'm the sane one.
Okay, your fantasy. We're just living in it. So, Randy asked me last night. He goes, Mike. He says, "How's it going with the twins?" I says, "It's fantastic. I'm having a blast. This is like a guy's fantasy, right?" God. And he says, "Listen, don't you have trouble like telling the twins apart? I mean, do you know on any given night who you're going out with or who you're dating at any specific time? Or do you go out with both of them the same? You know, how do the dynamics work?"
Okay.
And I said, "Well, you know, it's not really that hard to tell the difference between the twins." Okay. And he goes, "How so?" And I said, "Well, the one likes to paint her nails.
Okay.
And her brother has a beard. So it's not hard to tell the difference at all."
You know, I don't think I ever played my wild pig. I think it's time right now. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Hey, pray for my friend. You got it. Please. why, Nile? Last time I checked, it's Mad Mike while we're coast to coast.
I can see we're going to have to do an hour of salsa with it.
Man, I'm telling you, brother.
Feel good.
Yeah, I think you mentioned there was one song I played about Mark Anthony. Was that Vivir Mi Vida? It was one of those that I played. And you say, did you play that on one of your DJ?
I play a bunch of Mark Anthony stuff. Livin' La Vida Loca.
Ooh.
That's another one of his big ones. Livin' La Vida Loca. Another one of his big hits.
You know, I didn't realize that was one of his.
We've already played that one on a couple months ago, I think.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I like his stuff.
Oh, my God. La Vida Loca.
Livin' La Vida Loca. Livin' the Crazy Life is what it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but you know what, Ed? Was he also involved with Jennifer Lopez?
I think that's... No, what? Lopez? He might have been in between Ben Affleck. I think in between Ben Affleck, because she's seen him, then she went to Mark Anthony, and she went back and married... Ben Affleck, I think.
Okay. Now, was that him or was it Ricky Martin? I remember Ricky Martin living in La Vida Loca.
I might have got the artist wrong. Sorry.
Oh, hey, that's all right. Well, let's drop it.
Well, let's figure it out. Is that Ricky Martin?
Living La Vida. We're coast to coast.
So, William, is that Ricky or is that?
This is Ricky Martin.
I got the artist wrong. Sorry, guys.
She's in some new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight. She's got new addictions for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain.
Wow!
Inside, inside out. She's living the vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living the vida loca. Her lips are devil and her skin's the color of mocha. She will wear you out. Living the vida loca. Living the vida loca. She's living the vida loca. Welcome to New York City. In a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have sent me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water. Makes you order French champagne. Once you have a taste of her, you'll never be the same. It should make you go insane. Upside, inside out. Living the vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living the vida loca. Her lips are devil and her skin.
something I love about what we do here.
We start out
in one direction, and then by the time we get somewhere else, we play a different song. We're off of our list. We're off of our net. There is no script here.
Hey, Mike.
We don't have a script.
You took the words right out of my mouth. When I started that song, I was saying the same thing. We don't have a script. We really don't. The program goes where it goes. It flows the way it flows, right? Man, oh, man, oh, man. Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast. Guys, if you are enjoying this, please share with somebody. We have two apps that are free for now, okay? Jump on it now. That's on Android Studio W, Apple Studio .w, available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa. And don't forget the website. You guys can come back. If you enjoyed this, you can hear it again. Go to the website, studio.w.buz.